Thank you all for inviting us here today. We'll tell you more about CMA, but I also want to thank the Praise and Worship Band. I heard one time from a pastor that I was under that praise and worship is extremely important. It not only ministers to Christ, but it opens the doors to our heart. It tills the soil within our heart so that when the seed, the word, is given, it's planted in our heart and grows. So each time we come into service and we praise and worship, keep that in mind that we're not only praising God, but he's giving back to us with the word. So with that being said, sure, we're here to pray with you guys for bike blessings and stuff like that. We do this all the time. But it's more than just blessing bikes. We're actually praying over you for safety. But thanks for inviting you. There's not only one chapter here representing CMA. We're the Ocala chapter, but the Wildwood chapter is here as well. We have Bob Johnson. He's here. Bob, where are you? Stand up. He's right there. He's the president of the Wildwood chapter. And we also have a representative here from the Crystal River chapter, which is T. T, raise your hand back there. So we come out, and each chapter helps to represent the other chapter. So there are many chapters all over the world. CMA is not a biker club or a motorcycle gang or a wild bikers riding under the disguise of Christianity, nor are we a fundraising organization. We do raise funds one time a year for an occasion called Run for the Sun, which I'll explain to you in a minute. And that occasion is next Saturday for all the CMAers and other bikers all over the world. The CMA was founded in 1975 by an Arkansas pastor named Herb Shreve. He purchased a motorcycle to close the gap with his rebellious son, who began riding with hardcore 1% motorcyclers. This is hardcore 1%ers are Hell's Angels, Outlaws, Mongols. These are 1%ers. You see them, they got their patch on the back, and it says clubs, and it's got the name of their clubs. His son was started riding with these groups, so he bought a bike to close the gap to ride with his son. And he began riding along with his son and going into these motorcycle clubs and attending their biker rallies. They had many biker rallies outside where they get real rowdy. These are parties. But while he was there during this time, he would evangelize. And it got to the point that he resigned from his position at his church and started CMA in 1975 in the headquarters in Hatfield, Arkansas. And that's when it started, in 1975. So since that time, CMA has grown to over 125,000 members, 1,200 chapters in all 50 states. And CMA also has international chapters in over 31 foreign countries. So since 1975, it's grown quite a bit. CMA's vision, if we could put that one up there, that's number one slide. Should say number one next to it. You need a thumb drive back? It's a JPEG file. Okay. And while they're reloading the file, let me explain to you that your first impression when we wrote up was probably something of apprehension because of the way we look. It was mine when I first got into CMA. I was 7 years ago, I was invited to a barbecue. A chapter had a barbecue at one of the members' house. So we came there, and when I got out, I didn't ride my bike. I got out of the car, and they looked at me like, you know, who's this guy? But what I saw was, you know, what looked like hardcore bikers with beards down to here, tattoos, these head scarves on. And, you know, they were, my first impression was, what have I gotten myself into? But then it felt the Lord said, you know, you're judging. Listen to these guys. Find out what they're about. Because you're judging. And that's how the world views a lot of us when they see us. But we're, I mean, if you look around, we have young people, we have older people, we have people of different denominations. Okay, good, we're here. So our vision, evangelistic outreach primarily, but not exclusively to the motorcycle community. Run for the Sun, which I talked about a bit, where we will partner with ministries and world-reaching potential. CMA's vision is to equip our members in ministry training that aligns itself with biblical truth, a servant's attitude to the world and to our members. Here, we're here if you need us. Quality products that aid in evangelistic outreach, and an effective support center team. The next one is, let's turn this over. Slide number two, what we believe. That's it? Okay. We believe the Bible is the inspired, infallible Word of God. One God eternally exists in three persons, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You all believe that, right? I mean, that's why we're here. The virgin birth and deity of Christ, his explicit atoning death, bodily resurrection, and ascension, salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. We believe that too, right? The sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit who enables a believer to live holy. We believe that too, right? The second coming of Christ. You believe that too. So we're all on the same page. We're all doing the same thing. We all have the same beliefs. CMA is committed to the Great Commission. You know what the Great Commission is? Go to slide number three, please. This is Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age." Amen. It's highlighted there, make disciples. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. You ever gone into the dictionary to figure out what is a disciple? Webster's dictionary states that a disciple is one who accepts and assists in spreading the doctrine of. I should have had a bigger notebook. Most people use iPads. I don't. I use paper. Okay. Yes. Spreading the doctrine of another, such as Christianity. So in a sense, we're all disciples, aren't we? We're here to spread the word. We come here to get fed. Come here on a Sunday. We come here on a Wednesday. You can even come here by yourself. Or even when you're reading the Bible, spending time with the Lord, you're being fed. The word is feeding you for this purpose, to go into the world and make other disciples so that they can be saved as well. This is primarily what CMA does. It does the Great Commission, which is what the Lord told us to do. So, I mean, think about that. I mean, how can people ever hear about or even believe in Christ if they've never heard about who he is and what he offers and what he gives? There's also a lot of people in this world that know nothing of him or his glory. There are a lot of people like that. And within the biker community, there are so many. A lot have been shunned from churches because of the way they look. They'll come into the church, ripped up jeans, tattoos, long beard, hair that's long, not washed. They may even smell, but they've been judged. They're not taken in as, you know, they may say, sit here in the back seat. No. You put them up front. They're here to hear the word. If they made that first step, well, sure, you got to watch what comes in the door. I understand that with security and everything. But the Lord will tell you, you know, this person's not here for harm. You know, give them the word. So the law, I hear this all the time. Well, I don't go to church. I had bad experience within a church. They didn't like the way I looked. They didn't like the way I dressed. We even have brothers here that aren't even allowed to preach in their own church because of the way they look. It's a shame because it's judging, and judging hurts. And do you know that in the Lord's Prayer, where it says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us? You need to forgive others who sinned against you, or the Lord's going to judge you by how you treat others as far as your forgiveness. He will forgive you the way you forgive others. In a sense, it's judging. Matthew 4, slide 4, please. This is Matthew 9, 37, 38. The New King James Version. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful. It is today, for sure. But the laborers are few. Therefore, pray that the Lord, the harvest, to send out laborers to his harvest. You're laborers. Look what's going on in the world today. We never talked about nuclear war in the past. We did, but we knew that it probably wouldn't happen in our lifetime. But it's close. This is a possibility. This is what the Lord's saying. Well, the harvest is there. People are starting to think about what's going to happen to them. Where are they going to go? And so they're open to hear the gospel, open to hear the word of God. But the laborers are few. In CMA, this is what we do. We go into that world, those 1% of worlds, or even biker communities. Daytona Bike Week, Leesburg Bike Week, bike nights, biker bars. We go there to be a light. We don't go there to take the Bible and thump it on their head. We don't go there and put them in the corner and say, you're sinning. You stop drinking. Put that beer down. Or, you know, you're smoking too much pot. We don't go there to convict people. We go there to be a light. We'll stand there in the corner. We'll have a bottle of water. We'll talk to other brothers. They learn to understand who you are. They know that you're not pushy. And that light shines through. Without that light of God within us, we wouldn't be able to go into these houses or into these places. Eventually, a biker may wind up in the hospital or get hurt, and we go there and we pray with them. And that opens another door. You keep dropping seeds, but this is what the laborers do. This is what we all do. You don't have to be a biker. You can go anywhere and talk about the Lord. But however, this patch on the back of our back, oh, it's a tool. It's all it is, just a tool. It opens up a door to pray with people. One time, Lisa, this is my wife Lisa over here. Hi, Lisa, how are you? We go to Daytona during Bike Week. A couple years ago, we're riding on a bike going down International Speedway Drive, just riding down. And there's thousands of bikers all over the place. One biker pulls up next to us at a red light and says, hey, man, can you pull over and pray with me? We said, sure. The tool on our back is what drew him to us. He apparently knew about CMA. We pulled over. He's one of the hardcore bikers, tattoos, beard, long hair, everything. He's a typical-looking biker. We pulled over, asked him what his needs were, and we prayed with him. We spent close to an hour talking to the guy about other stuff, too. But there's opportunities there. With the patch on our back draws us to the biker community. They know about us because we've been around since 1975. But we need laborers. We have a lot of members that are aging out. Younger members are not coming in for some reason. We don't know why. But we do need the laborers, and that's one of the reasons why I'm here. We're looking for laborers, bikers. You don't have to have a bike. We've got people here that don't even ride or rode in the past, but they'll cage it. What we call caging is a car. You're in a cage. But they will come in their car and help to preach or work. In Daytona, we have three ministry booths. We have where we can pray with others. We have a parking lot that we represent, and bikers pull in, and we're able to do bike blessings with them before they go out. I heard this from another brother. A couple pulled in, and it was two women and two gentlemen. They were ready to party. So the brother says, "Can I pray with you before you go out there and do what you got to do?" And the girl says, "We're not here to pray. We're here to party." She says, "What's better than partying?" He says, "The blood of Jesus." And she heard that before. She says, "Pray with us." So she heard that. That was dropped into her heart at one time. She knew about the blood of Jesus. She heard about it. But her heart was open. She says, "Pray with us." So he was able to pray. The Lord sends his Holy Spirit to open up our hearts and be perceptive of who the people we talk to. That's why it's not a pushy organization. We just need laborers to help. I'm going to read something out of the Bible. This is Mark chapter 2, 15, 17. There's no slide for this. "Now it happened as he," this is Jesus, "was dining in Levi's house, that many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. And then the scribes and the Pharisees saw him eating with taxpayers and sinners. They said to his disciples, 'How is it that he eats and drinks with taxpayers and sinners?' Then Jesus, hearing this, said to them, 'Those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but to sinners, to repentance.'" We have many people ask us, why do we go into bars? Jesus ate with sinners. He drank with sinners. He was there for the sinner. And that's who we're there for. That's what we do. Now, could we go into the bar with a three-piece suit on? No. We would not be accepted. Looking the way we do is a form of acceptance. The next slide, please. As I mentioned before, we go to these places to be a light. This is Matthew 5, 14, 16. "If you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. It gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your God, glorify your Father in heaven." This is what I'm talking about. Be a light. We all have that light in us. If you've been saved by Christ, you know the gospel. You have the light. Let it shine. It's put on a lampstand. It's held up high so that light lights up the whole room. Not hidden under a basket. Many of us will sit in church, and I was one of them, will sit in church and be fed and be fed and be fed and keep that light under the basket. We never tell anybody about God because we either, one, we're afraid, two, we're ashamed of what our past was like, and three, it's just, we just have an excuse. So don't put the light under a basket. Put it on that lampstand. Have a smile on your face when you're in the grocery store. When somebody cuts you off the road, I mean, the instinct would tell you to, give them the finger or whatever. Try not, let the light shine through. It can be shined through even in the car. You smile, whatever. Just let it roll off your back. Let it roll. Let your light shine through. Put your light on a lampstand. Put your light on display. That's why we go into these houses, why we go to these biker places, so that we are a light in a dark place. There's a six-minute video I want to show you. It has to do with Paul. Before I explain that, the one fundraiser that I mentioned that we do once a year is called Run for the Sun. There's a flyer, which we ran out of yesterday at an event, so I'm sorry we didn't bring it here, but I have it on a JPG file, the Run for the Sun flyer. Matt has got a copy of it. Pastor Seth has got a copy of it. We have a copy of it on our phones. So you can come to us. We will text it to you. But this is an event that's happening next Saturday. All the chapters in the United States ride to their own destination on May 1st. It's always May 1st. Throughout the year, we've raised money for Run for the Sun, and this money goes to many ministries, which will be explained in the next video. But this event is happening next Saturday. It's always the first Saturday of the year. Our chapter is meeting at Warhorse Harley next Saturday, and we will be riding out to Otter Springs, which is in Trenton, Florida. While you're there, there will be biker games. There's free food. There's other things of ministry and all that as well. So if you're interested in coming, see us at the end of the service or while we're praying over you at your bike. We can text you the flyer, and you can meet up with us at that point. To help you understand further about Run for the Sun and more of what CMA does, I want to present this six-minute video to you. Go ahead.
Soul. Soul, why do you persecute me?
Who are you, Lord?
I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
CMA is a ministry that is committed to the Great Commission. We are not a fundraising organization. Run for the Sun is the only official fundraising effort we're involved in, and we give away more than we keep. None of the money raised is used to fund day-to-day operating expenses.
And this message is the very message that we preach. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is believing in your heart that you're made right with God. And it is by confession of your mouth that you are saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How can they call on him to be saved unless they believe in him?
We understand that no person, no church, and no organization is capable of reaching the whole world alone. But the scriptures make it clear that it is possible if those of us who believe work together, each doing our part.
And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him?
Of the money raised, CMA keeps only 40%, which we use to reach out to bikers and others throughout the United States and around the world. We reach out in service and look for opportunities to let our light shine. We strive to demonstrate and share the unconditional love of Christ. We go to places where others don't or won't go. We reach out to bikers and others, from the hardcore to the weekend riders. We train our members in servant evangelism. We go, we serve, and we earn the right to speak. Annually, on average, CMA members touch 692,530 lives for Christ, with 10,650 people making a profession of faith in Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
God has made a way for us to be right with him. We're made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. How can they hear about him unless someone tells them?
CMA gives 20% of the money raised to Jesus Film Project. Their mission is to provide people with a life-changing encounter with Jesus through film in their native language. To date, the Jesus film has been translated into more than 1,920 languages and shown in more than 225 countries.
There is only one God, and he makes people right with himself, only by faith. How will anyone go and tell them without being sent?
Working through Missionary Ventures International, CMA uses 20% of the money raised to provide motorcycles, bicycles, and other forms of transportation to indigenous pastors and evangelists around the world. To date, CMA has placed 7,196 bicycles, 7,855 motorcycles, 48 boats, 40 horses, 2 snowmobiles, 4 horse and buggies, 13 wheelchairs, and at least one camel to pastors working in 104 countries.
When I think of all this, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, this is God's plan. Both Gentiles and Jews who believe in the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Both are of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessings because they belong to Christ Jesus. By God's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving Him in spreading this good news.
CMA uses 20% of the money to support the work of Open Doors, providing Bibles, Christian training, Christian literature, and life support to persecuted believers in the world's most dangerous and oppressive countries. CMA's Run for the Sun has provided more than 3.2 million Bibles distributed in countries like North Korea, Syria, and Iran. Through Run for the Sun, CMA provides the funds necessary to train and support many projects that strengthen the body of Christ facing daily persecution. CMA's Run for the Sun is a place where you can invest and know beyond any doubt that you will be participating in something that will result in someone's life being changed. You can touch someone somewhere in the world for Christ, but the choice is yours. On Saturday, May 7th, 2022, CMA members across the United States will participate in the 34th annual Run for the Sun. Will you help us send the message of salvation through Jesus to your neighbor, to your parents, to your sons and daughters, and to the world? Will you support Run for the Sun?
I hope that helps you understand a little bit more about who we are, the CMA organization, and about Run for the Sun. We're not here to ask for money. We're not here for that reason. If you want to donate, go onto the website and do what you can. But we're basically, what I'm here for is for laborers. It's what Jesus sent us here for, not for the money. We know the money helps, and the money, let the Lord touch your heart on that. But the laborers, we need laborers within the CMA organization. With that being said, I'll give this back to the pastor, but I want to pray us out. Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to come and serve. We thank you for the light that you put into our bodies, Lord, your light, Lord, your word. We would just ask that you would just help us to let that light shine. Help us to be convicted of your word, Lord. Help us to tell others about you, about the great commission that you asked us to do, to become disciples and go out there and spread the word, Lord. Lord, I pray that any bikers here, that you would touch their heart to at least check out what CMA is about. Come out and ride with us this coming Saturday. And as we go out today and go have dinner, just we would pray that a conversation would open up to ask more about who, what we are, and what we do. And Lord, we would just ask that you would continue to touch this church, help it to grow, Lord. And we ask that each person here would just spread the word. We ask this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Our lives have been changed because someone